And the masses have been staying away from some theme parks recently. In Orlando, Florida, Universal's Islands of Adventure hopes to lure them back with something new. It's called Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey, a ride opening next spring. It's part of the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
I've never heard or seen anything like this before. I think it's going to be completely unprecedented, and it's just really, really going to be amazing.
No, Emma Watson, who plays Hermione Granger, wasn't at the news conference on Universal's new Harry Potter section. She was there on tape. Tom Felton, who plays Draco Malfoy, did turn up. And it wasn't so much of a news conference as a promotional webcast aimed at building interest in the world's first Harry Potter theme park attractions.
As you enter the Wizarding World, you first come upon Hogsmeade Station.
Using a specially designed for Universal version of Harry Potter's Marauder map, producer Paul Dorio described what visitors will see when they enter the area.
To your left, you pass Zonko's, the joke shop, and Honeydukes, the sweet shop, where you can purchase an array of jokes and gags and sweets, including chocolate frogs and birdie bots.
Universal's news yesterday was that the Wizarding World of Harry Potter will open in Orlando next spring, although that's a pretty vague timetable for families trying to make travel plans. It's reported to be a $200 million-plus project. It will cover 20 acres and will feature three main rides, or attractions, as they call them in the theme park business. Universal creative president Mark Woodbury says fans will be able to visit the shops, walk the streets, and see the scenes created by J.K. Rowling and made iconic in the Harry Potter movies. He calls it an authentic, immersive environment.
And that extends all the way through Hogsmeade with the three broomsticks and Ollivanders and the Hogshead Pub. You know, really go into these iconographic moments in the movie and turn them into real experiences. That's really the great challenge for us.
To help ensure that authenticity, the art director for the theme park is Alan Gilmore. He's also the art director for the Harry Potter films. He believes the most impressive part of the Wizarding World will be Harry's school, Hogwarts.
It's going to be the Parthenon of Orlando, I think. It'll be the great big temple which people want to come and visit. It's going to be a real edifice, aged to look like it's been there 1,000 years. It'll be an extremely different kind of castle to the Disney castle. It'll be a much more European, very real, based in fact.
Keeping up with Universal, Disney just announced plans to rework the Magic Kingdom in Orlando. Robert Niles, founder and editor of the website ThemeParkInsider.com, says Disney is adding a Little Mermaid attraction and building areas that will focus on heroines like Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty.
It doesn't have quite the cross-generational appeal that Harry Potter does, but Disney princesses are an extremely powerful franchise with a lot of fans, and Disney connects with a lot of people, and I think it's going to be quite successful for them once it's open.
That won't be until 2013, which means in Orlando, next year could belong to Universal and its main attraction, Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey. The company won't say much about the ride, except that it will sweep visitors along a journey that captures experiences from the books and films. Niles says it's expected to be an innovative ride that's already created a fair amount of industry buzz.
It is codenamed within the development community as Project Strong Arm, because they are using robot arms. If you've ever seen pictures of assembly line where they have those robots arms coming in and fixing the cars, well, just bolt a row of four seats to the edge of one of those, and you've got these robot arms which are going to be placed on an elevated track going through the Hogwarts castle.
For Universal, the opening of the Harry Potter section next spring comes at a good time. The recession has been tough on theme parks, and Harry Potter is expected to help boost attendance. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.